Walking in step with the Spirit requires walking. See, sometimes our desire to be obedient turns into a glue that is sticking our feet to the floor because we're afraid of making the wrong decision and we're afraid of making a wrong turn, and it quickly turns what started as something God-honoring into something ungodly. See, anxiety is the thing that's stopping us from taking steps, but it's also the thing that's causing us to take steps when we're told to be still. So how can we be in step with the Spirit? See, this requires walking with and requires stopping. We have to take anxiety out of the picture, which tells us that we need the full picture to be obedient. We listen and we trust when we can't hear. We recognize that greater is He that is in me than in the world. So if God is greater than us, then why do we think that we can derail His plan? If we believe that the Spirit of God is living inside us, why are we walking around like He's going to allow something to slip through the cracks? We pray, we abide, and we listen. And sometimes God is going to give us clear instructions. Your steps will be firm and affirmed. And sometimes He's not going to give you clear instructions, and you will need to walk trusting that greater is He that is in you than he who is in the world. You are being led, whether you feel like you're being led or not.